Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy Easter weekend to you. The Grilling Guys are going to talk a little ham today. There's going to be some hogs running around with no back legs once we get done with this deal. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. We're glad you're listening to us, and what's happening over there, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, thanks a lot, Jop, and welcome to the show. It is the weekend. It's the biggest weekend, literally, in the history of mankind. Easter, big day for Christians, big weekend. So we're going to celebrate appropriately and maybe give you some ideas for some great food. And
yeah, if you're listening to this on Saturday, you still got time to maybe hit thegrillingguys.com, pull down a recipe, and surprise your family with something tomorrow.
That's right. There are affiliates that listen on Sunday, and we're sure you had a good day. You can pack this away for next year's ammo. So how'd your week go, dude?
Well, Barbecue Bob, I broke a cardinal sin, but it worked just fine. We had a little bit of a storm blow through my area. There was actually a tornado just a little bit south of where you and I both live.
I saw that.
And I happened to be that particular night. It was weird because this weather just blew in out of nowhere. I mean, they knew it was coming, but I got home and I decided I'd bought one of those big packs of chicken, right? They're 89 cents for chicken thighs. And I bought them on Saturday, and this was like Tuesday night, right? So I figured, well, I need to cook these things. So I fire up the green egg. And I get a nice 325-degree cook going. I got them on there. My green egg's on a cart, as you know, and I have it out in the driveway. Well, this storm blew in. It got dark. It started lightning, and I'm like, I'm not really too comfortable. I mean, it was regular lightning, just bolts like crazy. I'm not really too comfortable.
Let me guess.
Yeah, you're right.
You rolled it in the garage.
I rolled it into the garage. I finished the last 30
minutes. It's a rental property. Who cares?
Yeah, right, yeah. But,
do you have renter's insurance?
Yeah.
It's all that matters.
Right.
Do your guy
but,
favor.
anyway, so I finished it off in there. And honestly, I just closed the garage door. I left about 2 foot of it open. But it was raining sideways, you know, one of those. So I got in and it got a little smoky in there before I got done. But no harm, no foul. Everything came out okay.
I didn't see any pictures of fire trucks on your Facebook page. Right. So that's good. I heard you had a bad storm. I was on the other side of the lake.
Right.
I was over in Milwaukee and Chicago, and I saw I was in my hotel every night, you know. So in Milwaukee, I stayed in this really cool, the Continental downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it was so awesome. We're like a half mile from Harley-Davidson headquarters, and so the guy I'm traveling with is a Canadian from our company from Arctic, and he is he's like a Harley freak.
Okay.
I can't tell the story on the air because he swore me to secrecy, but long and the short of it is this guy is obsessed with Harley. So when I told him we were close to their headquarters and I was taking him over there, I had to put a blotter under his seat. He was so excited. And it was literally, I mean, the dude's like my age. He's in his late 50s. And it was like having a 12-year-old because he was just like bouncing around
in the
car and you know, I was like licking the window on the way up. It's like, let me out.
Yeah.
And he bought everything he could get his hands on. I had to take his picture in front of every stupid thing. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But what a cool thing to see a Canadian that much into Harley. And, of course, they're so much like us anyway. They would be. But
well, it's an iconic American brand.
It is.
And,
it is.
And if he gets to go where they're made, and I'm sure he goes back and tells his buddies.
And I've never been to that headquarters.
Right. Yep. I'm not either.
It's a beautiful facility.
Just across the pond from us.
Gigantic.
Yeah.
It's downtown Milwaukee. It's got to be a 100-year-old brick building. And it's actually, too, connected by a giant bridge. Huge facility.
Huge.
Yeah. And so that was fun. Then we went down to Chicago.
Did you buy a bike or did he buy a bike? Or is that the part you can't talk about?
I wish I would have. I wish I would have, but yeah. I wouldn't admit to it on the air if I did.
Right, Maureen.
Then we went down to Chicago, and we stayed in a place called Chicago Lake. Or no, Indian Lakes.
Okay.
And it's a western suburb of Chicago, and there's a Hilton there that,
imagine that
my girl booked us a room in, and it was like one of the coolest design buildings. I took pictures of it, and I'll put them on our Facebook page. It was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, who's from Chicago,
right,
and died in Chicago. Actually,
designed
tragic
a lot
story.
Of places all over the world.
Tragic yeah. story to this guy is the way his life ended up. But he's a brilliant architect, and he left a mark on architecture in North America and the world.
Right.
But this building, every room, Jop, that every floor was terraced off, so it stepped back, and you had your own patio.
Okay.
And every room was octagon.
Oh, wow.
Oh, crazy. And there was, the serviceman had to come in because my safe wouldn't open. The batteries failed in it.
I see.
So I had to get the service guy up there, and I said, the carpenters must have had a fit when they had to build this place. He says, yeah, we're having a fit trying to repair it.
Because oh, yeah.
everything's like a 30-degree or whatever that works
right.
out to.
Right.
17 and a half, I don't know. Yeah, and carpenter's nightmare. But
yeah.
But it turns out so cool. And then in the middle of it, I'll pause my story. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. So it is the weekend. Check us out on Facebook / the Grilling Guys. Hit up our website. It's the Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. See the common thread there?
Right. Got it.
So in the middle of they have this big atrium, and it's got a big domed roof, and then there's ponds and all. Gorgeous inside. Just
Hot tub business must be good.
You just want to sit out there and do your work. We did. We did some of our work out there. And then in the middle of it, there's these giant boulders stacked up. Looks like lava rock. And then there's a hole, an entry, and stairs down into it, and a sign on it says the cave. There's a man cave in the middle of it.
Really?
A bar, a little bitty pub in the middle of this big center area that opens up at 4 every afternoon, and it's got slot machines and all kinds of stuff in it. It was just a cool place to stay. It's in Indian Lakes. It's the Hilton in Indian Lakes. If you're ever in Chicago,
so were you literally, because of the gambling, were you literally on an Indian reservation?
No,
then,
in or? Chicago, they have this casino, this slot machine law. You can, like, anybody can get slot machines.
Oh, okay. Then aware of that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So,
well, did you eat any good food while you were down there?
Oh, so much. It was ridiculous. I probably gained weight on this trip just because the guy I was with was going nuts.
Yeah. Right. Well, it was one of his first trips to the area, obviously.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of like Home Alone or something. It was like having a little kid with you. Anyway, fun time in Milwaukee. Milwaukee was awesome. If you ever get a chance to visit the Harley-Davidson headquarters, take the tour. Go to their museum because Mr. Harley is generally at the museum.
Yeah, right.
One of the former founder, I don't know what his name is. Everybody knows. If you have a Harley, you know who he is.
Right.
I don't have a Harley.
So you don't know who he is, even though you've been there.
Not yet.
Can't remember. Well, hey, coming up next, we are going to dive into Easter a little bit. We're going to talk about doing a ham on your grill or on your smoker, or actually the perfect ham, which is done right every time. And this has been a recipe that's been on the Grilling Guys website for a while.
And we're going to give a little shout out and chat real briefly with the boys down at Dark Horse because they have our favorite barbecue event coming up.
Yeah, they do. And that's a lot of fun. It's a long day, if I remember right, but sometimes you forget near the end of what's going on down there when you partake with a little Dark Horse ales that they have. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Perfect ham coming up next. Stick with us. We'll be back. All these little things in life, they all create this here.